There was a moment's pause in the struggle, as though the combatants were testing their weapons. Then Zena said in a level voice, "I thought you were to get $50 from Andrew Hale for that lumber."
"Andrew Hale never pays under 3 months."
He had hardly spoken when he remembered the excuse he had made for not accompanying his wife to the station the day before, and the blood rose to his frowning brows.
"Why, you told me yesterday you'd fixed it up with him to pay cash down. You said that was why you couldn't drive me over to the flats."
Ethan had no suppleness in deceiving. He had never before been convicted of a lie, and all the resources of evasion failed him.
"I guess that was a misunderstanding," he stammered.
"You ain't got the money?"
"No."
"And you ain't going to get it?"
"No."
"Well, I couldn't know that when I engaged the girl, could I?"
"No."
He paused to control his voice.
"But you know it now. I'm sorry, but it can't be helped. You're a poor man's wife, Zena. But I'll do the best I can for you."
For a while she sat motionless, as if reflecting, her arms stretched along the arms of her chair, her eyes fixed on vacancy.
"Oh, I guess we'll make out," she said mildly.
The change in her tone reassured him.
"Of course we will.
There's a whole lot more I can do for you. And Maddie..."
Zena, while he spoke, seemed to be following out some elaborate mental calculation. She emerged from it to say,
"There'll be Maddie's board less, anyhow."
Ethan, supposing the discussion to be over, had turned to go down to supper. He stopped short, not grasping what he heard.
"Maddie's board less?" he began.
Zena laughed. It was an odd, unfamiliar sound. He didn't remember ever having heard her laugh before.
"You didn't suppose I was going to keep two girls, did you? No wonder you were scared at the expense."